in trust, and we are here on the motion to vacate the order that was entered on January 23rd, 2023. I think this is your motion, Mr. Rose. And Ms. Garcia is present. What other attorneys are making an appearance today? Okay. Mr. Rose, what would you like to add to your motion today?
Nothing really, but just to clarify our position for the court, we had a hearing and you made a ruling, and your ruling was that the funds could be used to buy a house if at the appropriate time they could be sent directly to the title company, and otherwise they would remain in the court registry. Ms. Garcia did not ever submit a proposed order to that effect. And then at some point, for whatever reason, either the clerk did it or you were cleaning out files and you administratively closed the case. So in the process of reopening the case, Ms. Garcia said in an order that is not consistent with your ruling, I had never seen the order or proposed order, and it releases all the funds immediately to her trust account, which is not consistent with your prior ruling. I understand your Honor would sign an order that was submitted by a lawyer, which is fine, and so we move to vacate the order. I'm fine if we submit an order that is consistent with your prior ruling, not asking to change your prior ruling. We're just asking that the funds remain in the registry until they go to a title company to be used for a closing, should a closing actually be, imminent and arranged, et cetera.
And it looks like the funds remain in the court registry. Is that correct?
That I don't know.
Okay, Ms. Garcia.
Yes, the funds are still in the court registry, Your Honor.
That's what it looked like to me. What's your response to the motion?
My response is that at the hearing that we had, I guess back in October, you said that the funds could be used for the home. And you also said that we could submit an order to release the funds at the appropriate time. Now, what happened before an order, I guess, was entered on that motion, the original motion or the middle motion, which is the one I guess he's discussing, that no order was ever entered, you dismissed the case. So then I filed a renewed motion to release the funds and a motion to vacate the order of dismissal and submitted the proposed copy to the court on that, which I always thought attorneys, when you submit a motion, are supposed to submit proposed orders. And I never said that the proposed order was agreed. I submitted the order. The court did sign it, but the court did not, then the court reversed it. So it's moot already as far as that order. That order's already been, I don't know how administratively we handle this, but I guess if you're going to moot that order, you need to enter a new order reinstating the case, because the case isn't even pending without that order. And then we need to do a new order on my renewed motion to release the funds.
Okay. The case is reopened. My order was very clear last time. I made a mistake in signing Ms. Garcia's order. That order, the motion for reconsideration is granted. That order is vacated. My order was that the money could be used for the purchase of the home, but it must be in the boys' names and should stay in the court registry to be released only to a title company when the refinance was completed. Ms. Garcia was to prepare the order. Attorney Rose was to approve it or to state objections. And I think Mr. Rose's suggestion was that they were going to work with the title company with language that it didn't have to come back. But if there was no refinance, the money was to stay in the court registry. So my order is, the order that I entered is vacated, and I'm ordering just that. Mr. Rose, do you think you can prepare a proposed order with that language? Has there been any refinance?
Okay, Your Honor, that leads us to the next issue then.
Well, there's nothing else set for today.
What would you like to say, Ms. Garcia?
Okay, that's what I was going to say, Your Honor. Now that puts us back that my renewed motion to release the funds is pending again. So we need a hearing on that because the sale is set on the 4th. And to update the court as far as the status, my client has qualified for a loan and $150,000 would be needed as a down payment. But we have a major problem, Your Honor, which is created by Mr. Rose and his client. Mr. Rose and his client, Ted Bernstein, purportedly hold a second mortgage. The second mortgage.
I'm not going to hear that today.
Okay.
I'm going to vacate my order. Mr. Rose, if you prepare a proposed order of what I originally ordered, which was not what I signed or should have signed. And Ms. Garcia, you can file anything you deem appropriate, but I'm not going to hear that today.
Okay, now, Your Honor, you did say that had time become of the essence that you would consider this and set it short quickly. We have less than, at this point, now that the funds are held up again, we have less than 15 days to file a quiet title action on the second to close on the first.
Then file it, but you should not have submitted an order stating that the funds would be released to you. I should not have signed it. So if you and Mr. Rose can come up with a solution to that, great. And then if not, you're going to have to file a motion, and I'll be happy to consider that and set it for a hearing or whatever needs to be set for.
Well, there is a motion pending now that you've reversed the order. So I need to just get a hearing, Your Honor. But there's no way that we will ever agree because their whole intent is to prevent this money from being properly released and fighting the second.
Well, I'm ordering the same thing that I originally ordered back in October, that the money can be released for a refinance when that's complete. Otherwise, it's, if there's no title company with refinance, it stays in the court registry until that can be accomplished. And I can't review your motion, which is obviously contested today at this kind of hearing.
I understand, Your Honor. I'm going to request, as you had earlier advised, that you will give us an urgent hearing, that we get a hearing immediately on that motion.
Send in your request.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Rose, can you prepare an order from today's hearing?
Yes, Your Honor. I will address both issues. One, that the case is reopened and that has not been closed. And two, states what you had ruled back at the prior hearing.
And then if you all can work this out for the benefit of everyone, that would be great. I can't imagine the attorney's fees that this is causing and with all this chaos. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. I'll see you back at the next hearing. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a nice day.